Engineering Radio, building extraordinary relationships with your show hosts, Thomas and Patricia Strausser. This will be an uplifting hour filled with information, inspiring interviews, and music to connect you to your own spiritual energy.
What?
Sit back, relax, and enjoy this show that could transform your life.
Good morning. Welcome to Spiritual Engineering, the new science for happiness and extraordinary relationships with your hosts, Tom and Patricia Strausser.
Yes, welcome. Glad you're with us. And we're going to have some fantastic discussions today about happiness, something that we're all interested in. We'll give you a little background on happiness, how to be happy, what makes us happy, and really get into discussion of the four levels of happiness. We talked about the first two levels last week, and we'll talk about the higher levels this week.
And also, we would like to invite you to visit our website, www.spiritual-engineering.com, and you can visit us on Facebook. You can talk to Tom Strausser at 720-379-7721 if you have any questions about the show or personal questions about happiness, anything about relationships and happiness, because that seems to be our area of expertise. And also we want to thank Cosmic Citizen for allowing us this incredible opportunity to broadcast every Wednesday morning, 8 a.m. Denver Mountain Time, to this extraordinary show about happiness and extraordinary relationships.
Let's give them the other phone number, the one, the direct dial. And believe it or not, it's 1-888-56-HAPPY. 1-888-56-HAPPY. Okay. Let's talk about happiness, because this is something that is...
Let's recap the first, about last week. We mentioned that there's four levels of happiness.
Right.
What is the first one?
There's actually, okay, the four levels. Four things that we find that make us happy, four areas that we get that we learn that if we do these things, we have this feeling of happiness.
Of being content.
Being happy. Actually, that feeling of not just that life is okay, but life is really good. Things are going the way I want them. And that's one of the things that we try to differentiate or distinguish here in spiritual engineering, the difference between peace of mind, serenity, and happiness, and then enjoy, you know, the three different things. But today we're talking about happiness. And the first level of happiness is possession. When we have things, we possess physical things to make us happy. But this level also covers relationships. When we want another person to possess another person to make us happy.
Oh, how interesting.
The second level is ego comparative. When we compare ourselves to other people and we're a winner, we feel happy. When we're better than, when we're number one. And this is the one I chased for many years. I had to excel on everything. When I felt like I really was the best, then I felt okay with other people. It made me happy. But so we have the first two levels, acquiring things or people, possessing things or people is the first level. The second level is the ego comparative, where I have to be the winner. And again, you see it on this level. Again, this level also affects relationships, because you see we always see the person who wants to have the man, who wants to have that beautiful woman just because she's beautiful, and people will recognize him, you know, for possessing this beautiful woman. You see it in older men wanting to be with younger women, older women wanting to be with younger men. So we have relationships just definitely intertwined in all these areas of happiness. So the first two levels, again, I want to say this because we covered them in detail last week. The first level is acquiring or possessing things or people. Second level is when I have to be a winner, when I have to be recognized.
Better
than you.
I have to be better than you. My house has to be bigger than yours. I have to have
a new car
or a better driving car, or my relationship has to be better than you.
Right.
It's that competitive aspect of it that we're talking about.
Ego comparative.
Ego comparative, right.
Now we're going to move to the third level of happiness, and there is such a jump between these two levels. The third level is altruism, or when we look at the humanistic serving other people.
It's contribute to others. If the ego is out,
right.
We do things because it feels good to us to help others.
Right. Now this is very interesting, because there is such our culture, our whole society. We are in turmoil. We're in chaos. People are chasing happiness, but how can you chase something when you really don't know what makes you happy? You know, we got some. Oh, this guy just asked, Fly Girl, where did these four levels come from? Did you make them up? No, I didn't. I had been studying this as spiritual engineering and applying these into the physical, mental, and spiritual levels of happiness. And then a guy named Robert Spitzer wrote The 10 Universe Principles. It's a book on philosophy.
It's a great book.
And it's about, he covers the four levels of happiness there. But I basically modified these principles because I see them a little bit different than he does. Because, for example, his first level of happiness was just physical, possessing things. And since I have been working on relationships and studying relationships for over 30 years from a scientific standpoint, I realized that just we want to possess people too. And it's one of the problems in relationships. We need a person to make us happy. How often have we heard said, oh, she makes me happy, she makes me complete, she makes me feel wonderful? And this is the problem. And it's what we really focus on in spiritual engineering, is how to be happy without some other person, but really how to be happy within ourselves. And then other people can enhance and augment that happiness, can give it depth, but they can't create it. So the Spitzer had the idea of the four levels. I've modified them to fit the spiritual engineering concepts. And also because we work a lot with the spiritual and the scientific aspect of people. So,
and what really happened with this book is we were working on developing these concepts, and it was so refreshing to see that there has been research already that had been there for a scholar that kind of aligns with these principles.
It just affirms what we've been doing for many years. He put it on the basis of philosophy, and we put it on the basis of practical applications. So anyway, let me talk about this altruistic or humanistic happiness. And see, the first two levels, the possession or acquiring things and the idea of ego comparative, these are the levels that this whole society operates at. This is the reason there's so much discontent and unhappiness. It's not that either one of these levels cannot make you happy. They can. When you get that new car, when you're real hungry and you get that real nice, you know, piece of steak or whatever it is you want, you know, you have that feeling, that rush of happiness. Or when you are working in the eco-competitive, you know, it's fun to compete, it's fun to win, it's good to win. But the problem with these two is they lack depth and they lack longevity. When we acquire happiness from these first two levels, it's transitory. It passes. Then we have to have more. We have to repeat. When we move to that third level of happiness, the altruistic happiness, humanistic happiness, where we find our happiness by serving or doing for others, that is a deeper level of happiness. That is a deeper way to have this happiness. And it lasts longer. And then the fourth level of happiness is when we realize the things we do today have transcendent value. We tie this happiness or our actions to something much bigger than ourselves or bigger than other people, to a spiritual concept. I call this level of happiness when we try to do God's will, when we try to follow universe principles, however we want to look at it. But when we really look at these things, when we do something even though we don't want to, because we know it's the right thing to do, this is the fourth level of happiness.
I would like to draw a fundamental difference between these two levels. The third level will be like, what can I do for the world? What can I make the world different? How can I make a difference in this humanity, right? What will be saying about my life after I'm gone? The other one is more, it is less centered on your own difference. It's more about finding your purpose in life. It is about finding what you are good for, what are your talents, what are your gifts. I want to bestow and share those talents with humanity because it is the right way, the right thing to do, and because you're not always developing yourself, but you are aligning yourself with a divine purpose.
Right, and this is so interesting. A question just put something like this up on the chat board, and welcome to the chat board, everyone. These are the basic ways we define ourselves and our journey. And what you said, Patty, is so interesting, and it really is. A couple things on that. These first two levels of happiness are always centered on me. They're always inner. The center is directed toward me.
Okay.
On the other two levels, it's directed outward. The first two levels are directed inward. The second two levels are directed outward. But the other thing is, wherever, and this is what question's alluding to, and this is what you just said, whatever, hang on a second, so we get rearranged here. She's, okay, she's wanting the mouse to, so she can get on the chat line. Anyway, each level where we find our happiness becomes our purpose in life, our real purpose, because as we start at a young age and find that these things make us happy, acquiring things, getting the bigger bike makes us happy, that becomes our purpose. And when our purpose in life, our sole purpose in life exists in one of these first two levels of happiness, we set ourselves up for misery. We set ourselves up for always being discontented. Always.
Oh, disappointed.
Disappointed. Our expectations. We have expectations of people and expectations of things. And we always have that gap between what we can do. And we always need, like with these first two levels, to do more. And it's like the addict or the alcoholic. It becomes our purpose in life, and we can never get enough of it. So we're always set up for misery. If we let that other person in a relationship make us happy, if we depend on them to be happy, we're always going to be disappointed. And so
no matter what that person will do, it will never, ever please us completely.
Absolutely not. They can't do it. I mean, if that person gives up so much of themselves that they really try to please us, it's like we're with an automaton. We're not really with another human being that has dignity, self-respect, and has the things that we value in a person. So these first two levels of happiness are always transitory and short-lived, and they don't have the depth. The third level is so interesting because we can become so focused on serving others.
And that is kind of become part of the trademark of our cultures, right? We have foundations, we have organizations, we have all these incredible organizations and global organizations that are out there to better humanity, but that's their only aim.
Just I think the trademark of our culture is we operate in the first two levels.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, you look at look at the advertisements and the marketing on TV. Look at what you pick up and read. Look at what you hear on the radio or television. Everything is convincing us we have to have more. We have to have more of this. Or that everything is convincing us that, boy, you got to be number one. You know, you got to be thinner. Look what they do to women.
Right.
You've got to look this way to be beautiful. You got to do these certain things to
and
be
you'll
acceptable.
Be happy.
And you'll be happy. You got to wear this perfume. You got to have this car, and you'll be happy. Okay, so this is what we exist. We function in these first two levels, and in this culture, the trademark is these first two. But the thing is, let's look at this third level, serving other people. It is fantastic. When we can move. And like you're saying, there's a lot of organizations that do that.
And that's what I was referring to,
you
know. I mean, when we have, let's say here, I work with a lot of non-profit organizations, and a lot of these people, they are moved by that desire of making a difference in the world.
And that's fantastic, because that moves their purpose in life. That moves what makes them happy. and the happiness they achieve when they're doing that. Even, you know, on that day they go to work, and we know a lot of these people who go out and they really work, I mean, at the Salvation Army, at all the different nonprofit organizations that want to uplift people, to uplift humanity. Even if they don't do a certain thing that day, if nothing happens, they still have a different feeling than those of us, you know, because they want to serve. They have that desire to serve, that desire to uplift.
They went from the ego in situation to the ego out situation.
And it's a tremendous shift in the depth.
It's
and
not
the
about them.
Quality, right, the depth, the quality, and the long-lastingness of their happiness. Now, the thing is, that's the third level. But when we can take that third level and move to the fourth level, when we can recognize that there is a spiritual part of life, and we can live all our life without being aware or recognizing the spiritual part of life. We really can. We can live our whole life. We can survive.
And something that is so fascinating to me, honey, and as I work with people, I have found that when people start serving others and putting others, their needs, and they will find something that they like to do, and this will be a clear, perhaps, indication that what is the purpose in life. And then when they connect into the fourth level, what happens is their mind is open, they are receptive, and they really find what, perhaps, what they were born for.
I don't want to denigrate these first two levels. It's very good. After we learn that we can really, we have the spiritual part of us and that the spiritual things can make us happy, I want to talk about that fourth level for a moment. Because, as I said, so many people, today's culture, you know, denigrate or disparage the spiritual aspect of life. And absolutely, you can survive without the spiritual aspect of life. I call them life arenas. We have physical, mental, and spiritual. You can survive, but the spiritual life arena adds the depth. It adds another dimension that we cannot, it's impossible to experience unless we're aware of it and try to nurture it. We can live in the first two levels, the physical and the mental, but when we add the spiritual level, it adds depth. This is the part that adds depth, meaning, values, and purpose to our life. It adds a totally different dimension. It's not about religion. It's about a personal spiritual connection. And this is that fourth level of happiness. When we can tie our happiness and learn that doing these things, living this life that we have on this planet, has a transcendental value. It has transcendental meaning, more than what we just see here. And what I use is, this is when we do something we don't want to do because we know it's the right thing to do. Or we do something that, you know, it's just something that may go against our self-will, may go against what we want. Say that we're attracted, you know, to this beautiful woman and we're married, but we don't do anything because we want to honor those marriage vows, because we have the discipline, we have the self-discipline, and we have the honor to keep our word. So we don't do things that we may want to do or that are attractive to us. We give those things up. The other thing, the first two levels of happiness are always more of a short-term gratification. The third and fourth levels are longer-term. We have to give up things today. We have to sacrifice a little bit to get the longer-term happiness. So the four levels of happiness, the possession, the acquiring things, the idea that we are, must be number one, we must be better than other people, and then the third level, the altruistic or humanistic level, and the fourth level is the spiritual. The difficult thing is when we are functioning in one of these first two levels is being able to move to that third level, because this opens up when we can move to that third level, want to serve other people. When we can make that move, the move from the third to the fourth becomes much easier. But the problem is we live in a society and a culture that convinces us, that sells us, that keeps emphasizing the first two levels. And all of our friends and most of our people that we see are out there living and functioning, and their purpose in life is these first two levels of happiness. So how do we make that move? If we are operating where, you know, we want to be out there and feel and experience this happiness from serving other people, how do we make that shift from where we are to where we want to be? And I would suggest, and that's what spiritual engineering does, we try to have very practical, simple, you know, process to do this. And one of the things that we do in spiritual engineering is do a self-evaluation. Look at ourselves and see where we are today. What made us be here? The what, why, and how of our life. We look at there's some things that we have to do. We have to learn to know ourselves. Then we have to accept ourselves, and then we love ourselves. And learning to know ourselves, we look at our perceptions, our expectations, and our motives. We look at those three areas of our life, why, what, and how we are where we are today. What makes us happy? What makes us feel good? What makes us feel bad? What are our actions? What are our thoughts? That what really, really and truly and honestly and objectively make us what we are today? And then we look at how we want to change. And this is a key part. We have to know our starting point, and we have to know our roadmap for the journey. So we have a workbook and an exercise book and everything to where we can really define what makes us what we are today. And then we look at what we want to be. We look at how we want to be, move into this altruistic level, what benefits we think we can have. And it's not just the benefit of being happy. It's the benefit of experiencing a side of life, a depth of life, a value to life that we haven't had before.
And that experience is so difficult to describe for people who have not been aware of this spiritual power, and also because it's such a personal experience. Personal spirituality is something that allows each individual to connect all those questions that we have within ourselves, to find those higher values or meanings, our meanings within ourselves. Develop a plan to develop a life with those. I'm sorry, I got distracted here. What is happening is, as we embark into this altruism, helping others without asking for anything in return, it's just because it's the right thing to do, because we are lifting one individual at the time, we are connecting with a higher calling that is so ingrained in ourselves, in our soul, if you will, and that will propel more momentum and more growing, and that will bring us to another level of existence that really, truly is difficult. And if you are listening, you are in the chat line, and you experiencing something that we are talking about, we would like to talk about this, because William James talked about the variety of a spiritual experience, and that was like almost 100 years
over
ago.
100 years
and
ago,
he described so numerous, many, many ways of connecting with this higher power, with God, with the source within, and how that power transforms the life of many.
Right. And the thing is that we have to realize, and that's one of the things that, answer this one here from
yes.
question. This is a great question. All ultimate happiness is aligning one's will with the will of that which created us. Exactly. That's the fourth level of happiness. When we align our will with whatever we want to call it, God's will, universe, purpose,
or
like you said, the will, the way, that which created. When we align that, that is the ultimate happiness.
Mm-hmm.
That's the fourth level. And that's what, and the thing is that we can never experience this until we experience it.
Right.
Sounds kind of, you know, sounds kind of dumb, but we can't. We have to be open-minded enough to try it. And then we have to try some of the right things. And that's what we try to offer in spiritual engineering. There's a lot of things out there. We're absolutely not saying spiritual engineering is one thing. I'm an engineer and a psychologist, and so I've developed the spiritual engineering as the practical, the scientific way to find and utilize spirituality. But we really focus on power and energy, that we really have a source of energy inside of us, spiritual energy,
mm-hmm.
that can lead to this transformation, that can propel us, that can move us, that can provide the power to change from move from this level 2 to this level 3, we really have the force, the energy, the power inside of us that can help us not to worry, absolutely not to worry or have anxiety.
Right.
We can learn that we have the power in us. We don't need a chemical. We don't need a drink to relax. We don't need all these things. We have tremendous amount of power and reserve within us that we can learn to tap into and let this power make the changes in our life and give us a direction in life.
Right.
Because as long as our mind is giving us direction, our self-will, or we don't have a direction. And that's one of the problems with the people in the first two levels, operating through these first two levels of happiness. The direction in life is self-defeating. When we think acquiring more, getting more can bring us happiness, it's totally self-defeating. Even when we think that serving others is an end in and of itself, it still limits our happiness because, like question said, when we learn to align our will with the higher purpose that created us, that transcendental purpose, that transcendental value that goes beyond ourselves or even goes beyond other people, that's when we do this. And that doesn't mean, it actually means we serve others more.
Right.
We serve others in a better way. It's the difference. We learn the difference between helping and enabling people. So we learn to help people but not enable them. Like the Chinese said, we learn how to teach people to fish rather than giving them a fish. And just one quick more and I'll give it to you. One more. Because this is so fascinating. As we learn to do these things, it expands how much we can help people. It expands so many areas. And think of what it is. Okay, if we can help a person, if we're out here and our objective is to help humanity or help another person, if we can help that person find, we help them like we're serving others and we're able to help them or maybe help, like you do, a family with relationships and a family resolve some problems and you give them some tools to resolve some problems in a relationship. That's one level of happiness. But when you can teach that family to find that spiritual power and then let that spiritual power work in their life, it's a totally different feeling. It's a totally different level of happiness.
And I totally agree with you. And also it has a domino effect. Because what happened is when one stepped into that infinite power, I mean, you have to do something about it. And I have seen people who were very quiet, very shy perhaps, and they didn't know what to do with their lives. And after they found within themselves that they have this power, they start doing things that they never dare, that they could even accomplish, and they start moving others. So it has that domino effect that eventually, and we will do it one person at a time, it will create this wave of change and transformation. And we don't really need to change the world. We just need to help to change one person at a time, starting with ourselves.
That's it. And it's so good. Thank you all for being with us today. We're coming near the end of our time. And we'd like to remind you, we do have spiritual-engineering.com, www.spiritual-engineering.com. And this spiritual engineering is the scientific, the logical approach to spirituality, how to tap into our inner power and then let that inner power that we all have change your life. It's not like I want anyone to believe or accept my inner power. I've got mine, and you've got yours, and you've got that power and direction inside of you that can shape and mold and form your life. You can unleash that power, that energy, to change your life. And this is what we love helping people find. So thank you for being with us. And again, we'll be back next week, and we'll be talking some more about happiness and relationships. And if you haven't heard, it might be a good chance to go back and tie our concept of our model for relationships into this happiness.
Thank you for experiencing Spiritual Engineering Radio. To connect with your show hosts, Thomas and Patricia Strausser, please visit www.spiritual-engineering.com. Spiritual Engineering Radio, building extraordinary relationships for the 21st century.